This is Fresh Air. The folk musician Peter Stampfl recently completed a project he'd been working on for 2 decades. The idea was for him to record a favorite song for each year of the 20th century. Not necessarily a hit, but a song that spoke to him emotionally and as a representative of its time. The project, titled Peter Stampfl's 20th Century, is being released next month. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's a wonderful survey of popular music, as well as a lot of fun.
I love you truly, truly, dear. Life with its sorrows, life with its tear, fades into dreams when I feel you are near. For I love you truly.
Peter Stampfl's distinctively expressive, quavering croon commences this massive project with I Love You Truly, a hit in 1901, and a song the 82-year-old Stampfl remembers singing in his elementary school classroom in the late 1940s. 100 songs later, he'll conclude with a cover of the Coldplay hit Yellow from 2000. In between, Stampfl will have sung pop, folk, blues, country, rock, and rap songs. Also novelty songs, such as Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey, Hold Me Tight from 1911, an excellent example of the way Stampfl throws himself into a song, relating to the lyrics as though they were written just yesterday.
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight, huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes? At me, my heartbeat gets to flow, and it starts a rocking like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
If you're familiar with Peter Stampfl, it's probably because of his involvement with the Holy Modal Rounders, the unique folk rock outfit he was part of starting in the 1960s. Their semi-hit was If You Want to Be a Bird, from the soundtrack to the 1969 movie Easy Rider. While he's written a wide variety of his own songs, I would recommend his 1976 album Have Moisey to hear those. Another chunk of his career has been spent interpreting, his favorite term for this is deconstructing, various American standards and pop hits. Listen to the way he grabs hold of Along Comes Mary, the 1966 hit by the Association. In his liner notes, Stampfl writes, "Every time I hear this song, I feel blessed." I have a similar blessed feeling about the way Stampfl manages to wring some sense from its deeply impenetrable lyric.
Every time I think that I'm the only one that's lonely, someone calls on me. Every time I think that I'm home free and out of trouble, something falls on me. And then along comes Mary. Does she want to be my chicken? Give me steady kicks, hand pick a wicked memories. Or would she rather not be bothered by the part of me and no one ever sees? When we met, I was sure out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
One reason why it's taken a long time to get these songs recorded is that for a number of years, Stampfl couldn't sing them. Diagnosed with dysphonia, a general strain and overuse of his vocal cords, Stampfl's voice, at best a barbaric yawp, was stilled for a while. But this guy, he's a survivor.
Should have changed that stupid lock and made you leave the key. I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go, 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 get out the door. Turn around now, you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbyes?
think I crumble? You think I lay down and die? No, not I. I will survive. For as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. Got all my life to live and all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive.
From Jerome Kern's Look for the Silver Lining to The Fine Young Cannibals' She Drives Me Crazy and beyond, Stamfel's version of the 20th century is remarkably free from nostalgia and mawkishness. Even within his own bohemian, urban, psychedelic folk circle, he stands out in his genial weirdness and opinionated stubbornness. This gives his choices and his performances their authority and a special tang.
There is freedom within. There is freedom without. Try to catch a deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost. But you'll never see the end of the road traveling with me. Hey now, hey now, don't dream it's over.
There is so much to Peter Stamfel's 20th century. In addition to its five CDs of music, his liner notes lay out over more than 80 pages and 40,000 words an alternative history of popular music that is well worth engaging with, arguing with, surrendering to. At once hugely ambitious and assiduously simple, it summarizes Stamfel's life as much as it does the 20th century.
Ken Tucker reviewed Peter Stamfel's 20th century.